Most people live from the outside in. They make decisions through the lens of expectation, approval, belonging, obligation, inherited beliefs. Not because they're weak, because they're human. Long before we have the language to ask who we are, family, culture, community, identity, and lived experience begin shaping who we believe we're supposed to become. We inherit ideas about who we should be, how we should behave, what success looks like, what is acceptable, what is possible, and what it means to belong. Many of the beliefs and patterns we carry are not the result of conscious choice. They're adaptations. Adaptations that helped us belong, adaptations that helped us survive, adaptations that helped us succeed. And yet, what once protected us can eventually begin to restrict us. You may find yourself successful but disconnected, accomplished but exhausted, accepted by others while feeling increasingly distant from yourself. The work is not to reject where you come from. It is to understand what shaped you deeply enough to decide what still belongs. Because understanding creates choice, and choice creates freedom. You begin to distinguish between what was inherited and what is authentic. What still aligns and what no longer serves you. What belongs to you and what never did. From that place, authenticity is no longer something you perform or pursue. It becomes a natural expression of living with awareness, intention, and conscious choice. That is the work. Not becoming someone new. But understanding yourself deeply enough to consciously choose, intentionally create, and authentically embody who you choose to be.